Amen. All right, look in your Bibles, the book of Acts tonight, Acts chapter number 24. What a joy it is to be in the Lord's house. Amen. I thank the Lord for every opportunity that He gives us. I want to say this, one of these days, whether it's by death or our bodies wear out or the coming of the Lord, we're going to make our last trip to the house of God. Amen. And every time I think about that, it makes me want to go in and get in it. Amen. Not just stand on the outside looking in, but get in it. Amen. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. I bless His name tonight. Appreciate the singing. Appreciate these young folk being in the house of God. Amen. I like to hear young people sing about the Lord. The devil's got a lot of those young folk. But I'll tell you this, it's good to see God's got some and they're doing something for Him. Amen. I bless His name tonight. If you're willing and able to stand, I'm going to read several verses more than likely, but I want to try to preach as God touches our heart tonight. Lord, begin stirring this thought in my heart, and really going to use this chapter to get our minds on something, and then we'll look at some other places tonight as well. In the book of Acts chapter number 24, and beginning in verse number 1, Bible says, and after 5 days, Ananias the high priest descended with the elders, and was certain or to name Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. And when he was called for, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence, we accept it always and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Can I say it right here and stop just a minute? If there's ever been a man lying, that man was a lion. They were under Roman bondage in the nation of Israel. It wasn't a good time. It wasn't a pleasant time. But they were under a hard taskmaster by Rome. Amen. And then look at verse 4. Notwithstanding that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray thee that thou wouldest hear us of thy clemency a few words. For we found this man, he's talking about Paul, for we found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also had gone about to profane the temple, whom we took and would have judged according to our law. But the chief captain came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanded his accusers to come unto thee, by examining of whom thyself may take knowledge of all these things whereof we accuse him. And the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, for as much as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogue nor in the city, neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. I'm going to say amen with Brother Paul. Amen. I do worship the true and the living God. We're not here going through religious ritual tonight. If you're not saved, I want to tell you, getting saved is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I have no sad stories. I am not sorry. I'm glad that I got in, got born again, my sins washed away, my name written in the book of life. I'm glad to be saved. Amen. Paul said, I'm glad of this. Look at verse 15. And have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscious void of offense toward God, toward men. Now, after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and all friends. Whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with turmoil. Who ought to have been here out before thee and objected they had aught against me? Or else let these same here, I say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day. And when Felix heard these sayings, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, well, listen, the chief captain shall come down. I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded us in turn to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him, wherefore he sent for him the oftener and commune with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews the pleasure, left Paul bound. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight. One more time to stand and to preach the word of God. Father, I'm thankful for the soul of Zion that have ministered our heart tonight. Lord, I beg you now for a little while, God, you'd help me to preach what you've been stirring in my heart out this afternoon. Lord, I realize without you, I can do nothing. And Lord, I sure don't want to preach without the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, I pray tonight, Lord, you'd do something in us and show people. God, help us to leave here better Christians. Help us to serve you and to bring you glory. I say that soul at nearest hell here tonight, and bring yourself glory, and we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach tonight the Lord being my helper on this subject of a Christian on trial. A Christian on trial. Now, as you study the book of Acts, we find many times that Christians are put on trial either by the religious group of their day or by the Roman government. Now, let me stress this. They were not being judged for doing wrong, but for what they preached. And what they preached was Jesus Christ, Him crucified and risen again. Can I tell you, that's the greatest message that has ever been preached, ever will be preached, is to lift up and to magnify what Jesus Christ did for a world of sinners. And He loved me, and He loved you enough, and to take our sin and nail it to His cross, pay it in full, that you and I can be saved out by the good grace of God tonight. Oh, I'm glad He took my place. I couldn't have died for me or anybody else. Amen. Hey, the sentence of death was on me. It was on you. Hey, the wages of sin is still death. Ezekiel's still right. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. But I have good news. That Jesus died and rose again, that you wouldn't have to taste a second death, but you could have life and have it more abundantly. Hey, I'm glad that He died for sinners and He saved sinners. Paul said, of whom I'm chief, I'm glad He'll save anybody. Amen. Amen. We find that they would try Christians in the book of Acts. Now, can I say again, they were being on trial for being a Christian. Amen. They weren't trying them for being child molesters. Oh, yeah. They weren't trying them for being terrorists.
stepping dynamite through their bodies and blowing other people up or flying planes into buildings. They weren't being tried for that. Amen. They were being on trial because they knew Him who is to know life if you know Him. Amen. I'm going to tell you today how they were on trial because of who they said they believed and who had changed them and made a difference in them. Amen. Hey, they were on trial. Can I say this? They was all found guilty. Amen. And by the way, there's none of them trying to find a good lawyer either. Amen. I'm going to preach a while. That'd be all right. Hey, they weren't trying to get out of the charge. They was happy. Matter of fact, every time they'd get before that religious bunch and they'd even get beat, they'd leave by rejoicing that they was able to suffer for the one that suffered and died for them. Hey, they wasn't mealy-mouthing. They wasn't griping and growling. They was glad that they could suffer for Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, friend, they were found guilty of being a Christian. Now, they lied on them, but none of those charges ever stuck. Did you ever notice that? Amen. They tried to get people to lie on them, and they just couldn't do nothing with them. Amen. But they was found guilty of being a Christian. Can I ask you something you may not heard in a long time? If you was on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Amen. I mean, they wouldn't have to get somebody to lie and say you're a Christian, would they? Amen. Now, you may not shout again to that, that'll be all right. I'm still going to plow and preach. Amen. I'm telling you, we need to have the evidence against us that we are a child of God. And others around us will say, yeah, they're a real Christian. They ain't a put on. They're the real McCoy. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm glad to be a Christian. Now, I want to go on record this modern day and say I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. They ain't a liberal, modernistic bone in my body. Amen. Give me the old path. Where is the good way and the way of rest? Hey, I'm going to tell you, it's the greatest way. Amen. Hey, I say tonight, it's good being a child of God. Amen. Would they find you guilty? Or would you be found not guilty? Would they have to just throw it out of court and the guy will come down and say, not enough evidence, case dismissed? Amen. By the way, this world is watching us. Preacher, I'm a nobody, I am too. Amen. There ain't nothing good about me. Oh yeah, hey, God could plant me. God could plant you. Raise Him up a new crop tomorrow. Had to preach for Him and sing for Him and live for Him. Hey, God don't need us, but we sure do need Him. Amen. And I want the world to be able to see Jesus real and living in my life. Amen. Hey, a Christian on trial. We're going to look at a little bit of things in the book of Acts tonight. And I'm asking you again, if you're on trial, is there enough evidence how to convict you? Amen. Oh, yeah. There's folk watching us. Amen. I don't know about you. I've been at times in my Christian life cold and callous and backslid on God. As one brother said, and I'm glad God didn't cut me off. Amen. I'm glad that He's a loving, compassionate God. I'm glad He had mercy on me. Amen. There have been times in my life I was so cold and got running with the wrong crowd as a young person. You wouldn't been able to told me how from anybody else in the world. I'm just being honest. We ain't proud of that. I'm just being real honest about it. I want to tell you something. I want my life now. Since I've been right with the Lord, I really on fire for Him since 1985. I want the Lord had to be seen through me and others know this thing's real. Amen. We ain't just here taking up time. Amen. Oh, friend, we ain't here just so we can say we're here. But we come to worship Him and we come to receive from His Word what He has for you and what He has for me tonight. I'm out thinking three things that convicted these early believers as they would be brought before this religious group or the Roman government, there were three things that always have brought a conviction that, yes, they do know Jesus. Can I say first of all tonight that their words convicted them? Amen. You study Acts chapter 3 and 4, Acts chapter 6 and 7. In Acts 3 and 4, you find Peter and John going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. And when they meet that lame man, Peter ain't saying, if you got enough faith. And Peter ain't saying, if you'll give a seed faith of $1,000, you can be made whole. But Peter looked at that lame man and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Can I ask you a question? Do you have any of that such as I have? Amen. Peter said, such as I have, I give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Arise up and walk. And the man rose up and received strength in his ankle bones. And he went walking and leaping and praising God through the temple. I want to tell you, it was through that name. It was the words he was talking about. Hold in chapter 4, they said, boys, you're going to have to come out Jesus preaching down. Amen. Oh yeah. No, don't be preaching and teaching in that name. You need to change your message. That sounds about like now, don't it? These preachers in here can tell you. When I used to pastor, you'd get all kind of junk mail from the religious crowd. Come to our seminar. We'll teach you how to have church without having church. Amen. I get rid of your cross. Don't have no cross. That offends people. Well, I got news for you. The Bible doesn't say that before they ever thought about that. Amen. It does offend. They say, get rid of this Lord's Supper table. It reminds them of blood and sacrifice. It's supposed to. Amen. And don't sing about the blood. And don't sing about being lost and getting saved. I'm going to tell you, friend, that's the only preaching and only teaching and singing that'll get a hold of a sinner is when you give them the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, they didn't want them preaching in that name. They said, you need to tone it down. Change your method. Change your message. But Peter and John said, you judge. Amen. We're just going to do what we know is right. Amen. Their words were saying, hey, they know Jesus. Amen. I want to say something. Look at me this minute. I can be around you just about 15 minutes or less, and I'll tell you where your heart's at. Amen. Oh, where your heart's at, what your mouth's going to be spouting out. Amen. You're more interested in the things of this world. That's all ever going to come out of you. Amen. Nod your head, say amen. You know that's right. If you love fishing more than you do God, you'll talk more about fishing. Amen. There ain't nothing wrong with fishing. Amen. If you talk more about sports than you do Lord, then that's what you love the most. Amen. I'm just going to preach. Amen. I'm done in the row. The plow's done set. Let's let rocks and roots fly. Amen. I'm going to tell you, our words are going to tell. We'll convict us, brother. If we really belong to God, we'll talk about Him. Amen. Brother, the pastor there last night was talking about my wife's papaw. Brother J.R., I'm going to tell you something. If you don't like somebody real, don't you never go anywhere with that man. He'll embarrass you if you get intimidated with folk being real. He don't just preach at church. Oh, no. He don't just shout at church. Oh, no. If it gets on him at the house or down at Walmart or Lowe's, he's just going to get with it. Amen. He is real. What's in his heart is coming out. Who he loves the most is coming out. Amen. I'm going to tell you, that's how we ought to be. Folk ought to say, hey, that's one of them. That's one of them real children of God. They ain't fly by night. They ain't fair weathered. They're real and they're serving God. Amen. The words convicted them. Amen. Jesus said, where your treasure is, or Matthew 6, verse 21, that's where your heart is. Amen. Then he said in Matthew 12, 35, 34, 35, 36, right through there, he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. Hey, would your words convict you of being a Christian? Or would somebody say, you mean they They profess to be saved. I've never heard them talk about him. Amen. Are you talking about the same one? That same fella, we talking about the same one? Well, I hear him cuss a little bit. I hear him tell some off-color jokes. Amen now. I told you last night, don't get quiet, don't blow up. Well, let's camp there a while, amen. Well, let's hit it all. Whatever jumps in my head, we'll get with it, amen. I'm telling you right. Hey, our mouth will tell on us where our heart's at. Amen. Hey, he said, out of the abundance of the mouth, out of the abundance of the mouth speaketh. Now, let me read you a verse of scripture over in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29. Here's what the Bible said to us to say. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Hey, I like being around that crowd. Let's talk about Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you something. I'm thankful for my wife and my children. We'll talk about other things, but I promise you, it ain't just one time a week. But during the week, it'll keep coming up about the Lord. Hey, man, I told you last night, you get talking about automobiles, you'll lose me in a minute or two. All I can do is put fuel in them and drive them. And ain't too good that. But I'll tell you, you get talking about Jesus, I can hang with you. Amen. You get talking about getting born again. I don't have secondhand information. Amen. It ain't just what I've been told. I can tell you firsthand what Jesus Christ did for me. He knew for you. Amen. Hey, our words ought to be able to convict us of being a child of God. Amen. Let me just throw this out and help you a little bit that you'll be a witness. Every time you have a meeting, especially, and other times too, but especially when your church having revival, that'll run from you at work. Amen. Yeah. That'll run from you at school. Right. Why do you say that? They ought to know you're going to invite them to church. Amen. Amen. Let's go to somewhere else. Let's go talk to somebody else. All they're going to do every day is ask me, why don't you come to church with me tonight? Amen. That's right. Well, friend, I'm telling you, those early disciples, them early Christians, they was known and convicted because of the words. Amen. Amen. Can I ask you tonight, would your words convict you of being a Christian? Let me say number two. Not only their words would convict them, but secondly, their walk convicted them. Amen. When I'm talking about walk, I'm talking about their actions or deeds or places they kept a visiting. Amen. That gets real, real, real close where we're at, don't it? I used to pastor up in Yancey County, I had a deacon, he's dead now in heaven. I was a plowing one morning. I mean, buddy, it happened to be that Sunday. You know what I'm talking about? It was spring cleaning at the house of God. Just like in your house, spring clean, you move the refrigerator. We moved the refrigerator that morning. Amen. When so with Bob walked up to me, he said, son, that was plowing mighty close to the corn. It made it stand up. You old timers know what I'm talking about. You run that plow real close to corn, it begins standing up as you go by. Hey, you ought to watch folk when you're preaching. Amen. You can tell them the plow got real close. Amen. I'm telling you, our walk, it ought to show forth that we know God and that it changed us. Amen. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. The Lord don't save in sin. He saves from sin. Amen. Amen. He ain't going to save you just because you keep doing what you're doing. Right. Amen. Amen. And by the way, if the Lord ever saves you and He moves in you, you won't want to keep doing that. Amen. Hey, your life changes when you get saved by the grace of God. Over there in the book of Acts, chapter number 4 and verse 13, the Bible says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They'll look at us and that's one of them. Amen. I tell you something. I believe we're going to look like a Christian all the time. Talk about one all the time. I've done come to this place. I've been preaching so long now. I just talked. Somebody said, you must be a preacher. They said, you just got that voice. Amen. I sound like I'm about 55, 60 years old as a preacher. I ain't but 43. But my voice is real rough. I've been preaching like a wild man for 28 years. Amen. And I've always wanted to carry myself as God's man. Yeah. I'm not part of this new way of preaching. I'm not going to look like the world and get up in the pulpit. Amen. I'm going to look like a preacher. Amen now. Oh, I know you believe this lifestyle evangelism. No, you living like them ain't going to get them in.
No, sir.
Amen. When you live like them, you talk like them, you act like them, you go talk about Jesus, and they're going to say, you don't know him either. Amen. Hey, their walk, it convicted them. They said the way they're doing, their action, their deeds, the places they go, they're one of those people that believe Jesus. Amen. I like being identified with this old-time religion crowd. Amen. I ain't wanting to get identified with this modern crowd. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, their walk, it made a difference in them. Let me read you some verses, and I'm going to try to just preach what's on my heart. We're getting some shout later on this week, Lord willing. Amen. Right now, we're just going to stay plowing until he said do something different. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, Bible said, I therefore, the prisoners of the Lord, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. He said, walk worthy. Amen. In chapter 5 of Ephesians and verse 2, he said, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us and offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smell. And say, hey, walk in love. Amen. Amen. This crowd says they're saved and act like they're mad all the time. I ain't real sure about them. No love? Amen. When the person gets saved, the love of Christ is shed abroad in their heart. I didn't know nothing about love till I got saved. I thought I knew something about love, but all I knew was human love. And human love's like a light switch. It's on one day and off the next. Amen. Matter of fact, reason you love somebody, because they love you back. Oh, yeah. Let me just hit a side rabbit, and I kill rabbits when I run them, I promise you. The reason you call people good, Bible said ain't nothing good, but the reason we call people good is how they treat us. They treat us mean, sorry, they're low down. They give us the shirt off the Lord, they're the best person ever draw breath in the world. Amen. Well, Jesus said, walk in love in his word. Hey, walk worthy. Amen. Down in Ephesians 5, verse 8, he said, for you were sometimes darkness, but now ye the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 15 says, see them that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Can I say something about verse 15? That means live like you've got good sense. Amen. God help us in the church.
Amen, brother.
Sometimes I think the only nut place ain't Morganton. I think they're all out and the same ones are in. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, we ought to live like we got some sense. Amen. We ought to live like the Lord wants it. Hey, walk circumspectly. Walk as a child of light. You realize there's no darkness in light? Amen. And it don't take much light to chase darkness. You don't need but a match. We cut the lights out here, got a match or a lighter and struck it up. Honey, you can see that light. And you get more than one match, but it gets even brighter. Amen. I'm telling us tonight that our walk ought to be able to convict us that we are a child of the living God, that we have been saved, and God's changed us. Would your walk convict you of being a Christian? Let me say number three, and I'm about done. Hang with me. Their worship convicted them. Yeah. They worshiped. Amen. By the way, it wasn't just when the doctor report come back good. That's right. It wasn't just when they had a little money in their pocket. Oh, God's good. He said God's good, and that stuff's going on. But I found old Paul and Silas in Acts 16 sitting up there in the inner prison. But they ain't in prison like they are now. You go to prison now, 3 meals a day, weight room, library, color cable television. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Amen? That wasn't a Roman prison. Amen? You're chained to somebody else. It stunk. It was awful. It was dark. It was cold. It was nasty. Yeah. And before Paul and Silas wound up in that inner prison, they got beat. Stripes laid on their back. If they'd been modern Baptist, they'd sat in that prison, Brother Tom, that night and said, I think they gave me 3 more licks than they did you. Yeah. Amen? Amen. I think they beat me a little worse, Silas, than they did you. Yeah. Amen? But no, Paul said, Lord, he went to pray, Lord, I thank you. You found me on the road to Damascus with them papers in my pockets. I was persecuting your people. I was against you. But Lord, you came where I was. Knocked me off my horse. I opened my eyes spiritually. I saved my soul. You've been better to me than I deserve. You caught me up to the third heaven. Lord, I bless your name for being good. Amen. And old Silas began a little psalm going. Say maybe a psalm out of the book of Psalms saying, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole is Mount Zion on the sides of the north. The city of the great king. God said, I like that. He said, I like it so much. He went down there and began shaking that prison. Yeah. Amen. Doors began flying open. Strange thing happened in that jail. Nobody tried to leave. Buddy, you leave a door open at Craig, you're anywhere else. Buddy, you better know where everybody in law enforcement's at, because you're going to need them. Son, I believe in Mother Prison. Bible said the prisoners did hear them. They're saying to themselves, ain't nobody ever come in here. Got acting like that. Amen. I ain't never heard a song like that in this place. I ain't never heard nobody talk about how sorry they was while they were praying and still giving God glory like that. Everybody we've ever had come in here is hollering, I ain't guilty, I ain't guilty, I ain't guilty. Amen. They is afraid to move. And that old jailer man woke up right in the middle of all of it. He said, I'm a dead man. He went to kill his apostle. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. We're all here. Yeah. Buddy, he come in trembling. I tell you what, real conviction, it'll tear you up. You won't be popping bubble gum and laughing and talking to everybody around you. Oh, no. You get under old time conviction, you're going to be worried about dropping off into hell. Amen. By the way, when I got saved, I'm going to tell you right here. When I got saved, I didn't know what day of the month it was. I don't know. I was too worried about going to hell. I found out later, didn't matter if I knew the date anyhow, somebody else has a record book. And that record book ain't in no danger of having no computer virus or no eraser getting in it or nothing else happening to it. Thank God it's forever written there. I'm saved for time and eternity. Amen. Hey, and that old jailer man, he called on the Lord and got saved. And not only that, his whole house got saved. Amen. I say tonight, our worship ought to convict us. The Lord had me pastor all them years where I could be ought to be a better evangelist. God called me to preach. I was 15. I promise you this, a 15-year-old don't know much about life, let alone the Bible. They think they know all of it. My mom and dad just said, when we was young, y'all leave home now while you know everything. Amen. You get a little old, you find out you don't know nothing. Amen. Didn't know a lot. God put me pastor and learned some things. And one thing I have learned through the years, that crowd that'll shout when everything's good, they ain't much to them. Ain't much to them. But that crowd that the bottoms fell out, that crowd, the doctor report was not good. That crowd that, man, they're broke. Everything they got's about to get repossessed. But they'll come in the house of God. That first note's hit on that piano. Buddy, they done tuned in another world. They began to worship and raise a hand and say, God, I thank you. You've been better to me than I deserve. I'd have been in hell tonight. But God, you've been good.
Amen.
That's the kind I like to hear testify and shout. Amen. I say tonight, I'm telling you, our worship ought to convict us. Amen. But you come to get in tonight. Amen. I pray God help me always just to go get in. Let me just hit this right here. As a young preacher, I was like most young preachers at one time, my preaching was affected by how that crowd was responding. That's right. The rest of these preachers may not say amen, but they know that's right too. Amen. I was a pastor in my first church, and that's when I first started dating my wife. Me and her just dating. I was pastoring. I don't recommend that to nobody, but I done it, but it wasn't easy. I had one of them Sundays, it was dead. Now, for all you that hit home runs every time you preach hallelujah for you. Sometime I ain't sure I'm getting in the batter's box. I'm just going to be honest. It was one of them Sundays, and I met Brother J.R. really for the first time more so that day. And man, I was telling him what all happened, and I was mealy-mouthing. He looked at me and said, boy, I don't go to get tied up, I go to get loose.
Amen.
It registered on me. From that day to this one, I don't go see what that crowd going to do. I go to get in it. Amen. Have myself a big time. Anybody else does or not. Amen. I've come to worship. I've come to receive from the Word of God. Amen. Hey, the water's fine. Jump in if you want to. Amen. We ought to be known by our worship that we're real.
Amen.
Amen. I'm saying they were convicted because of their worship, their words, their walk, and their worship. Again, could you be convicted of being a Christian tonight? I want my life to be more conformed to the image of Christ. I have not arrived. I have not. I've got plenty of room to pull up closer. Amen. And I believe a will to leave this world. That's right. That's why we have revival meetings, by the way. But after a while, we need a little extra booster.
Amen.
Just like them immunization shots our kids get, they have to get a booster shot to them. That's what revival is for us. It's a booster shot. Amen. We ain't careful, we get used to being saved. Amen. We get used to the preaching. We get used to our church. We get used to our singing. By the way, Stone, I want to tell y'all something. You got something here. Well, you realize what? You got something here. It ain't like this everywhere. I'd load you up on a bus if I could. Take you with me for a week or two. You come back and kiss this parking lot. Amen. I'm telling you, it ain't the people necessarily. I've been in churches, preached, the preacher didn't even know what to do. Power of God get to falling. He didn't have one clue what to do in that service. That's right. Y'all blessed. By the time you're blessed at Woodfin. Blessed. These up at you're blessed. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for some old time Christians. Amen. Didn't come to sightsee, didn't come see what everybody else has got. Not here to hear the latest tale, but come to get in and worship God. Let God clean us up. Let God make a difference in us. Amen. Keep us fired up and good for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be a Christian that if I was on trial, that's a yep. He is one of them. He's real. Amen. By the way, sinners will get saved when you're real. You get, if you're real, you make them nervous. Amen. You may be here lost tonight, and us waving hands and hollering kind of unnerved you a little bit. It did me too before I got saved. Amen. Now I'm doing it.
Amen.
You say, I'm not real emotional. Well, just try it one time. You may like it.
Amen.
That's right. Let's let the world see Jesus, that He's real. I want my children to know He's real. Amen. Want those around me to know He's real. Amen. Because He is. There is nobody like Jesus Christ. Nobody like Him. Nobody can do you what He can. Amen. May God help us tonight. If we was on trial, they'd have to convict us. Amen.